Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Woodward Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I am your handicapped host, James Cox, and I sound like a Muppet, but that's okay because we're all friends here. So I have a great interview today with Miss Lisa Marie Nicole. She is an artist, an author, and many other things. She's a country artist as well as a Christian rock and country artist. So how you doing, Lisa? It's good to talk to you.
How are you? Nice to talk to you.
Very good. Yeah, I think you reached out to us because you heard our chat with
Melissa.
Is that correct?
She's a good friend of mine. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, so I guess she told you about us.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, we love her for that. She's such amazing to talk to. But yeah. So you are a Christian and rock and country artist, correct?
Yes, I do a lot of things. Christian rock, but I do everything really. I'm just contemporary. I do Christian contemporary.
There you go. Yeah, because I was talking to Melissa about this too, and I don't know what it is, but Christian music, any kind of Christian music, you know, just makes me in such a good mood, you know. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it to you. But Christian rock, Christian music in general is probably my second favorite genre opposed to country music, you know.
That's great. Well, it's all about God. So if you have faith in God, then there you go.
Yeah. I have all the faith in Jesus and God, and I love you for creating music surrounding God, because that's the main guy that we love and adore. And mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just thank you for creating such a good music for him and about him. But I want to talk about country for right now. Who is your favorite country artist ever? Ever, ever.
Ever?
Ever. Yeah, there's so many, right? Yeah.
Well, I didn't grow up with country because I grew up with rock, but country right. and rock yeah. go together.
Yeah, they do.
If you think about it, I love Elvis Presley.
Oh my God!
My name is Lisa Marie, and my mother yes. named me after her daughter. So, I grew up listening to a lot of Elvis, and he did so many different types of music. So, I mean, he even did gospel music. So he, you know, I like Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers is great. Yeah. I'll tell you exactly who loves you.
Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash is my father's favorite, and I liked him too.
Yeah, I've seen Johnny Cash live, but I don't remember. I was like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll tell you who loves you the most right now is my mom, because she adores Elvis Presley. She just loves him to death. You know.
Yeah. So, it was great.
Yeah, and I don't think she's seen him live. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if she's seen him live or not. But yeah, Elvis is great. So who is your country Christian favorite artist right now?
Believe it or not, my favorite Christian artist is Jeremy Camp.
Okay, I've heard good things about him.
Yeah, and I used to sing his music in church because I was in a church band and I was the lead singer.
Yeah.
So we used to do his music all the time, and I love him. And every time I do these shows, I always say, Jeremy, if you're watching this, I would love to open for you one day. Yes. He's actually in the hospital right now getting a knee replacement. So I hope, I'm praying for him, and I hope he's doing well. But I like all Christian contemporary artists. I mean, that's how I actually got into doing this. I love Toby Mac. And I used to be a big DC Talk fan years ago. I'm showing my age now.
Yeah.
And that's how I started getting into it, actually. Believe it or not, I started getting into it listening to them.
Right.
I love that type of music, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'll make you a deal right now. If we ever get Jeremy Camp on the show, you're invited to help me.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah, because
it's a deal.
All right, cool. Yes, you can come back on. Yeah, because a lot of people that I the main reason why I made this podcast is for people suffering with depression and other like anxiety, but the other thing is to make other people's dreams come true. You know, because I interviewed John Bush, and I did it with my friend, and he's like, "Oh my God, I just interviewed John Bush." You know, so. Yeah, so I'm doing good things for other people, other than, you know, talking about music and depression, and I would like to help you, talk to Jeremy Camp one day, you know, because it's very hard trying to get to musicians, you know.
It is, and I do the same thing that you do, because I also suffer from different things, so I do the same thing to help people.
Yeah. One thing that I see would you say you're suffering from chronic pain, or would you say? Yes.
I have fibromyalgia.
I
live in chronic pain 24 hours a day.
Ooh.
And in fact, I'm in a lot of pain right now, but I'm just dealing with it.
Yeah.
You know, I have anxiety, and I had depression, but actually, before I started doing Christian music, I was a lot worse. Once I got into Christian music, God helped me be able to spread the message to help others that suffer from anything, any kind of physical, mental, and spiritual. That's why I do this.
Yeah. So I know you said you're in pain all the time, if you're like lying in bed going to sleep, does it still hurt? I mean, can you still feel it? Because I don't sleep. I can't.
I'm constantly in pain. I can't ever get comfortable. It's just, you know, I do have good days and I have bad days. Sometimes I have really bad days, but I never have really good days. I just have, a day where I could say, I feel pretty.
I feel okay.
Like I'm okay, but I'm never 100% okay. You know, it's just how I, this is my life and this is how I live. And I was blessed with this talent to be able to spread the message for people who suffer and tell them to don't lose hope.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's so strong to you. So amen for that. Yes, ma'am. So the first question that I have for you is dealing with your chronic pain. How do you find inspiration and balance between your creativity and living with chronic pain?
Believe it or not, I actually feel like when I have a bad day, that's when I write my best music. Because God comes to me a lot and always gives me messages about things that I need to get out there. And when I'm having a really bad day, there's times when I do too much and I know I am and I yell at myself for doing that to myself. But I absolutely love to write. I've been born to write. I love to sing. I love to record music. I love to do all of this. And it's not just for me, it's for the world. So, it's hard because you have to know when to take a break. You know, I have to know when to say, okay, I've done enough music for the day. I need to go take a break and go have a cup of coffee or go watch TV, take a break from what I'm doing. But sometimes when I'm in worse pain, I actually, like I said, I actually write my best songs. And I think most artists do.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this next question may be similar to that. So forgive me if I'm repeating myself. So are there any specific moments during your songwriting process or that feel like a breakthrough or like healing moment for you, even though you are in constant pain?
As far as my writing or my health?
Your songwriting process.
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay.
Basically, are you talking about like if I'm writing my music, a breakthrough in what way?
Breakthrough and this can help a lot of people. I should write this.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now I know what you mean. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, because my music is based on pain and suffering. If you've listened to any of my songs. Yeah. A lot of my music is about living in pain, asking God for help. And like my last song that I just put out, it just got released two months ago, Only Jesus.
Yes. Great song.
Thank you. Yeah. And you listen to the lyrics of that, you could tell where that's coming from.
The heart. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically about suffering in every way there is and to only rely on Jesus for help. And that's what that song is about. And I think that's why it's doing so well, because I think a lot of people might have had to hear that. Exactly. And that's the song I think maybe that might have said, you know what, this might be the song that people need to hear right now.
Right. And a lot of people can pick up on those things easily. You know, they know when people are lying to them. They know when people, they understand that when people write songs, it feels something special to the singer. So it means that much more special to the person listening to the song, you know?
Yeah. And when you have a handicap, you know, you just deal with it and keep going on, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Because I have CP, you know, and, and some days it gets hard, you know, because I have arthritis. That's the word, arthritis. I think it's chronic arthritis, but I take pain medication, you know, but it still flares up, you know, but I never let that get me down. You seem happy as today is, but I mean, even though you're going through a lot of pain right now, you know, I think your people still look up to you and say, if he goes through this, I can get through my day easy, you know?
That's the whole point of doing it. And I give you a lot of credit also. I mean, that's a lot to go through. And it's, you know, I want people like us to, you know, to be able to do this, to spread the message and let people know that they can do this.
Yes, exactly.
You know, there's nothing you can't do if you put your mind to it and you pray and you have faith. I think God would get us to anything we need to do in life. And that's why my favorite scripture is Philippians 4:13. Right. I can do it through Christ who strengthened me, because it's true. Without his strength, we won't be able to do anything.
Yeah. Also, I forgot to ask you about this because I'm curious, because I don't know. Were you born with chronic pain, or did you get it later on in life? Because I really don't know where, I mean, you know.
Well, I'm not going to get into too much. I just know that I suffered an accident a long time ago, and I wound up developing all these issues after that. So no, I wasn't born with this. Okay. I was a very healthy person. Okay. And, but I was a writer. I was still a writer. I've always been creative.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, because with CP and cerebral palsy, you're always born with it. You know, you don't get it later on. And I thought that was the same thing as chronic pain. So, it's totally fine if you don't want to dive into that. You know, we're not here. We're all positive here. So thank you for that. So, like we said before, your music spans Christian rock and country, which is two distinct styles on very into the dessert spectrum. How do you decide which genre fits a particular song that you're writing at that moment? And does scripture influence one genre over the other? Or, I mean,
I don't even know, to tell you the truth. I always tell people when I do these interviews, I always tell people that God speaks to me, and they might think I'm a lunatic. You know, some people that don't understand what I'm saying, that don't have faith or don't believe what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was at the moment, you know, like something could come to me when I'm driving out in the street and in a car, and some lyrics could just come in my head, and I would be like, I don't know. I just pick up my guitar and I start playing something. And then whatever comes to me, that's what it's going to be, you know. But sometimes when I go in the studio, I work with a studio musician also. And when I go in the studio, sometimes the way I wrote it and the genre I wanted it to be in, we wind up changing that to something else. So sometimes there'll be a rock song and then it winds up country or a ballad, or, you know, like I like to change things up. I don't want to keep doing rock songs. I want to do like a country rock. I want to do a ballad in between. And that's what this one I just did is sort of a ballad. So the one before that was, what did I do before that? Stainless Wind on My Soul. I forgot what I did before that. But,
yeah.
And I also have songs that are considered just rock, like United We Stand.
Yes.
That one is my number one song all over the place. I mean, that song got thousands of streams. It was shared everywhere, and that's about America.
Yeah. And that is my next question. So, because I listened to that song today, and it's a very powerful song that deserves a number one spot.
Thank you.
United We Stand was inspired by 9/11, of course. Mm-hmm. So how has your personal experience of national or global events shaped your creative process?
Oh, a lot. I mean, I like to write about things going on in the world also. I don't purposely, like a lot of artists will just purposely write about certain things that are going on. I don't do that. I write what comes to me, but if it's a song that I feel needs to be out there, you gotta remember, I'm a published poet. A lot of my songs are years ago that I wrote as poems. And then I just took my poetry book out and I said, you know what? Music is poetry.
Let
me look through my poems and see if I could put them together, maybe add a bridge, change it around, see if I can make a song out of it. That was my published poem that I wrote for 9/11 that was published all around up north. And then I took that song and I said, you know what? This year it was released. I said, this country is going crazy. I said, I need to release this song now. Not next year. I need to release this song now and see what kind of feedback I get. I got 4,000 streams in the first day.
Geez, congratulations. That is
awesome. I could not believe it. And everybody was from New York. It was like the new, because they understand, you know, I'm from Jersey. So we understand up there what happened during that. But that song isn't only about 9/11. It's about unity. It's about unity as Americans. And that's what I always say. It can be used for anything. And I hope people just listen to the lyrics and know and create unity in this world. And I hope people use that song. I hope right. they take it and use it for different things. They can put it, use it to their own video if they want, use it for different shows, you know?
Yeah.
That's all I mean.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're correct on 100% right when you say that this country is the worst. It's like, I think that this country is the worst it's ever gotten right now because we're so divided with politics and stuff like that. I don't even like this because of politics, you know, and I'm sure you don't either. So, so that song really will inspire future generations to what, you know, happened on that. On that 9/11 for sure.
And you know what's funny? The people that are in that video, I put out a thing everywhere. I wanted people from all genres, all walks of life, everybody to be in that video. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent. Yeah. I don't care what you are. We're Americans. Right. And I want everybody to be in that video, regardless of who they were. And everybody in that video is. Those are people from all walks of life. People send me videos. They sent me clips that they wanted to use in that. And that's how it went. And nice. I'm really proud of it. And that video's won many awards.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, because, I mean, it speaks volumes when all people on the walks of life come together for one thing, like your video, you know, that speaks volumes too. So, yeah, congratulations for that. Yeah.
Thank you.
So your poetry are published. Do you have a poetry book? Because I'm sorry, I didn't.
That's coming up. That's my next book.
Oh, nice. Yes, we can push that here. Yeah. So
yeah. Well, you know about the Christmas Stranger, right? The one I just released.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my first book. So.
Okay. Nice. Well, as an author and as somebody who publishes poetry now. How do you feel poetry and songwriting overlap or differ in experience and expressing your faith and personal struggles?
Poetry and writing?
How do you feel poetry and songwriting overlaps?
And songwriting?
I mean, like, I know poetry can lead up to songwriting, you know, but,
yeah, but the problem there are.
Yeah, no, but
go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I'm sure you have poetry that's not song fitted. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, it's not. No, you're right. But my problem is once I start getting on a subject and I write, I could write, if I did that, I would write a 20-minute song. You know what I mean? I mean, the problem is I don't know where to stop.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
Well, like I love to write so much that when it gets into me, if I write a song, it would be, like I said, it would be a half hour song.
All right.
Because I can't stop. So I have to basically take the most important parts that I want in the song, the most important words and lyrics I want, and then take the rest out. And then I can make a poem out of the rest of it. If it's too long. So that's what I did for my poetry book. So instead of the songs that I were working on that I felt were too long to be a song, I just added stuff to it and made it a poem. And some of them, yeah, you're right. Some of them should maybe aren't fit right to be a song. Yeah. So I put them in my poetry book instead.
There you go. But I think that you should do like a 30-minute poetry song, you know, because I know some bands that have like two songs on an album, 30 minutes long, you know.
An EP. I guess I could do that, right?
Yeah, that would be great. You know,
that's just a good idea. I never thought of that. Thanks for telling me that. I could try that.
Two or three songs, 30 minutes long, and you got a full album about
that. Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, there you go. Boom. Ideas coming together. I love it. I love it.
Well, if I ever did that, I'll let you know. I'm dedicated to you.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. So, so your music is also inspired by scripture and suffering, you know, like we've been talking before. What are some of your favorite verses or passages from the Bible that continue to guide your influence on your songwriting? I mean, is there any, like, one or two that sticks out?
Well, Philippians 4:13 is absolutely my favorite. And I wrote a song about that already. It's called All Things Through Christ. And that's based on Philippians 4:13. I don't know if you heard that. That's off my first album. That's on YouTube. Okay. And I wrote a song about that because I love that scripture so much that I said, I'm going to write a song about it because that's my favorite scripture. I have it on my website. I have it everywhere. I should get it tattooed to my body because I have it everywhere in my life.
Right, exactly.
And I also like Jeremiah 29:11. And I'm trying to think of what other scriptures I usually like. I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the other one is the other one I put out. I have so many songs. I can't even remember them.
Yeah.
The other one is based on scripture. Oh, wow. I can't even think of it right now. It's late.
It's a long day, right? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know what? Let me look it up. It's one of my songs.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's actually on YouTube just sent me a thing that said that, you know how they do that wrapped up?
Yes.
That was one of the songs. Oh, With God Is Possible.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the song that that was one of the most downloaded songs. Right. So that song is like I don't know what it is. It's sort of a ballad something. I don't even know what type of music it is. It just came into my head.
It's just something, it's, right? Yeah.
Actually, the churches love it. The churches are using it. That song.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. What a way to go, you know? Because yeah, that's a very, very powerful song too, you know, and especially for churches too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, John 3:16. I mean, there's so much scripture, you know.
Everybody knows John 3:16. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Yeah. I want to ask you about your touring regimen because I know you're chronic pain and okay, but my question to you is, since you are a country and a Christian rock artist. Do you separate those tours? Like 1 year it's Christian rock tour, and then the next tour would be all country tour, or like do you combine them both? Since you are
combine them both. It depends on what people want and what they're looking for. But I do a lot of church stuff too, a lot of church functions. So it depends. Also depends on the church I'm in too, because some churches don't like rock music. So I have to, right. I have to make sure I do my ballots at those churches.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. 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 Well, Christian music and country music is somewhat the same thing. Right?
Yeah.
It just it just depends on what you're talking about, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, I never thought I would do, believe it or not, I'm a city girl. I mean, I grew up in the 80s with rock music, and that's why a lot of my songs have an 80s theme to it. Like What Would Jesus Do is 80s rock. You Were the Love is 80s rock. Stained Glass Window in My Soul is 80s rock. I mean, a lot of those songs are mostly like 80s type of rock music. I wanted to stay within that genre because that's what I love, and my voice sounds good in that type of genre. But when I started getting into country music, I did Run to the Sun.
Oh, yeah. And yes. Yeah.
That song won so many country awards. I have one right behind me, Gospel Artist of the Year from Run to the Sun from a country radio station. And when I did that, I said, you know what? Maybe I could pull this off.
Maybe, right? Huh? And you're doing it wonderfully.
I could be country. I mean, I just try to hide my accent a little bit.
Right, know? Yeah.
But, you know, it's the way you sing it. It's the way you write it. I mean, you know, the music, like if you got the steel guitar in there, I mean, that's really country.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, I did a couple of country, like I would say more like modern country, not like traditional. I can't right. do traditional. Yeah. I wouldn't even attempt that. But, you know, like I have Pass It On is more like a sort of modern country. Mama, I Love You, the one I did for my mom.
Yes.
That's a country theme song too. So, you know, I like all of them. I mean, I don't know when it's going to come to me and when I think, but sometimes if I write something and I want it to be like, I might want to work on a country song next. I might want to do that next because I've been thinking about it. And there's one I wrote called Make This World a Better Place. And I'm trying to put music to it. And I don't know what I want to do with this song. It's got great lyrics. And I've played the guitar with it three different ways. And I don't know what I want to do with it. But I'm aiming towards like a country ballad or something. Yeah. So it might be, if you might hear that, might be my next song. You might hear that.
And that's very... freeing to not know what you're going to do next with it, you know. If you go on what I'm saying, the feeling of what to do next, like excites you, like a way that you can't really explain, you know.
Yeah, I feel that way. I mean, yeah. I have 150 songs that I wrote that have not recorded yet.
That's great. Well,
I have so many songs that I've written that are songs, not poems. This is after I got into music. I wrote complete songs and I have no music to them. So actually what I might do is a lot of people never heard these songs. So what I might do is I might just sit down. I mean, it doesn't matter when you wrote the song, it's when you release it.
Right.
So that's when it's, you know, when it's released. So I have so many. So I have a Christmas song that I wrote. I'm looking at right now that I sing every year for Christmas. And I got to get into the studio and record this because this is a great Christmas song. It's a great upbeat type of, it's a more like a, I don't know what it's like, folk, I think. Yeah. But I really want to record this one. And I sing this at my Christmas show every year. But I don't know. I mean, I want to try different things. I mean, somebody asked me if I wanted to do rap. I was like, I don't know about that.
You could do like a Christian rap or something, you know.
Well, did you hear the one I did with Bo and Cindy Hawes, Life's a Song of Faith and Glory?
I don't think so. No, ma'am, not yet.
I spoke in the bridge. I spoke scripture through the bridge.
Yeah.
And I never did that before. So that opened up Only Jesus by me doing the Lord's Prayer.
Right.
That one, because I said, you know what, that's something different. I might want to start doing that. Maybe not in all my songs. I'm not going to do them all like that because then they're going to all sound the same. I want maybe a couple of songs. I might do that in the bridge. I might speak it instead of singing it.
Right.
Yeah. And it's different.
Yeah. I mean, you can do a lot of stuff a lot of good stuff with music. So, yeah. Am I correct when I say you're an active worship leader?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. So so how does leading worship influence your personal faith and journey as an artist?
Oh, well, I'm Catholic, so that'll tell you right there.
Right. Yeah.
I walk out of church and I go rock it out. So
there you go.
Well,
yeah.
I sing the Psalms in church. I sing all liturgical music in church, you know, worship music. And then I get out of there and I come home and I write rock music. So I do two. I worship God in every way there is in my life. It's just that being in church is different because that is there for, you know, because I'm Catholic. So that's there for the mass and for everything I need to worship God in church. You know, when I leave, what I do home is different.
Right.
So, you know, that means a lot to me. But I've brought my music into church. I've done concerts there. I've done preludes before the service starts. I would do my songs. I did that for years.
Yeah.
So I've done that. But I'll tell you something. I've told people it's very different. It's a different feeling because, you know, I have to go by what the church standard is and what the church is when I'm singing there. When I come home, I do whatever I want. You know, I could write my own music. I could put it to anything I want. But in church is different because I'm leading the choir and it's like it's totally different than doing my own music here.
I would imagine that Christian music would be like a certain way to do things in order. You know, rock music you can do whatever you want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a certain way how to go about making a Christian song, correct?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Because especially when you have all different denominations of Christianity,
yeah.
You have to, one thing that I think people like about me is that I don't single out certain denominations. What I sing about is about, my music is about faith in God, in Jesus. I sing about Jesus. But I also have people that follow me that are different faiths. I have people that are Muslim, Jewish. I got all kinds of people follow me. They know what they tell me. They tell me they really appreciate my faith and the way I put it out there. That's why they follow me. They like my music. They like my lyrics. They like, and I says, you know what? That's a blessing to have people from other religions follow me.
Right. Yeah. I love to hear that the most because, you know, you hear it on the news that everybody is after you and wants to attack you, blah, blah, blah. You know, but Ted McGeary, another musician like yourself, he told me that there are more good people here on earth than there are bad people, you know. So, yeah. So it's amazing that other people from other backgrounds and religion takes your music so, like, truthfully, you know. So that makes you feel good inside.
Thank you. Yeah. Right now, I can't believe it, but Christian music is big right now. I mean, it's coming back. I should say.
Great.
It fell away. You know, a lot of people didn't want me to sing anywhere because, oh, you know, we don't want that. You know, can you sing regular like rock music like Pat Benatar? I said, of course I could sing Pat Benatar, but I choose not to.
Right.
I'm a Christian artist. I could sing anything.
Yeah.
You know, put a guitar in my hand and give me some chords and I'll sing anything. But that's not the thing. The thing is that God chose me to do this. I didn't choose to do this. He chose me to do this. So I'm going to do what he wants me to do. And I've helped a lot of people get their faith back and go back to church. And I don't take credit for that. God has used me to help people to come to him. So that's why I really love doing what I do because I think maybe more people are getting into it right now. I know there's a lot more Christian artists that are coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're coming up. There's a lot of Christian artists that are coming back that didn't do it for a while and are coming back now.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good to hear. But not only are you an artist, an author of poetry, you're amazing with that. But you are a podcaster like me, you know,
yep.
A podcast called Rockin' for God with Lisa Marie Nicole. And I haven't listened to it yet, but I do plan to. So everybody listening to this podcast, go over to her podcast, rate and review her because that helps her and helps her, you know, get notified and everything. So we want to help her as much as we want to. But so you have drawn some amazing guests. So who has been the most surprising or the most moving guest that you've interviewed so far?
Oh, God, I've had so many people on. I don't even remember everybody that was on it. So many.
Yeah.
But the most moving guest, well.
It's hard because sometimes I have to think real hard myself, too.
The thing with my show is that my show is based on Christianity. So I tell my guests, you have to be able to speak about your faith in public. If you can't do that, then don't come on the show because that's what this show is about. I'm not going to veer off of that and go to something different because that's why I based this show on Christianity and music. I have authors on too. I have authors on. I have evangelists on. I got pastors of churches on. I had two really, really big evangelists, Catholic evangelists that were on at the beginning of my show that are worldwide. They're known worldwide.
Yeah.
And that's how I started my show off. This is almost 2 years I'm doing this.
Nice.
But you know who Phyllis Sautagan is?
I don't think I've heard. No, no, ma'am.
All right. Well, she's a good friend of mine, but she has her own production company. She was actually my number one podcast show for about 6 months, I think. She was number one. Wow. Her interview I did with her was number one. Right, she had a really moving story. And I had a couple of people on that had some, I don't think some of these people never told anybody what they told me. I mean, they were talking about, they really opened up on the air.
Yeah.
And but I had so many guests on that just, you know, it was just a blessing to have them on to speak about, to help people, you know, to tell people that you know, I'm suffering from this and that. And a lot of these people have health problems too. Yeah. That were on. Yeah. Some of them do, some of them don't. Some of them are great artists and they just came on to tell their story. And, you know, some of them are pastors, they're worship leaders. They do so many things. I had some great, great artists on.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, first thing I'm going to do when I get off with you is rate and review your podcast, you know, help it grow better and everything. Yeah. So I'm so excited for you in the future for that podcast. Well,
let me tell you real quick. I have a great one coming up this Saturday at 6 o'clock Eastern. See, I belong to an apostolate, a Catholic apostolate called the Four Persons Network, and I'm on their network. And the network that I'm on is we're all Christian. And I do my podcast on their network. I did it on my own page, which I could still do. But I chose to join them because they're a bunch of great people and I want to be with them. So I'm having all of them on my show for a Christmas special.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm going to sing live Christmas music. They're going to talk about theology and the birth of Christ and what Christmas means to all of us. And it's going to be probably about an hour and a half long because I got four people coming on. Mm. And it's this Saturday on my YouTube channel and my Facebook page, Lisa Marie Nicole Music. It streams on both and I'm live. I don't tape my shows. They're live.
They're live. Great. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because that was my next question. Is it live? Yeah.
Yeah, all my shows are live. I mean, live is fun because
it is,
sometimes you get some things happen and you can't stop.
Exactly. You're like, oh, no, I can't. Yeah, I can't.
We've had some crazy stuff happen, man, on the air, but it was fun, you know, as long as the people didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which but I don't
they
think. Don't.
You know, they ask me. Some people say, is this recorded? So no, it's live. I'm like, yes, it is.
This is happening right now.
Yeah. And but they don't care. I haven't had a problem with anybody telling me that. So
nice. Yeah. Well, that's good here. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
So we have three more questions for you, if you don't mind. So besides writing and performing and volunteering and writing poetry and all of those things, what do you enjoy outside of all those? What do you enjoy doing also rather than those?
Spending time with my family, my dogs. Yeah. I just adopted a puppy. I just did a benefit concert this past week. It's on my page for Open Hands Animal Rescue. And I adopted the puppy from them and I did a concert with four artists and we tried to raise money for them. So I spend a lot of time with my dogs. I love my dogs.
And dogs, all dogs are the best. Cats, not so much because I'm definitely allergic to them.
Oh, I got three big dogs. Well, she's a boxer. She's tiny. She's a little one. She's not going to grow too big, but that's okay. I just watched her on trip on her because I'm used to having big dogs.
Right.
And now everybody's tripping on her because she's so tiny. But she's a puppy. She's only 9 months old. So,
right.
But I do that. You know, I spend time with my mom lives with us. So, you know, I spend a lot of time with my mom. And, you know, basically hanging outside, you know, reading. I do reading, too. I do a lot of reading. I like to read the Bible. I read you know, I like to read a lot of things. So, my life revolves around music. I mean, my life is music, you know, and I can never get away from it. I mean, I can't, you know, you're a musician when you walk past the guitar and you can't keep going.
Right. You have to go, oh my God, look at that. Right. Yeah.
I've got to play something, anything.
Yeah. right. Exactly. Who cares if it's Stairway to Heaven, you know? It's a band all over the world, you know, still. This is the thing. So, all right, we've got two more questions for you. Okay, so this is the hard, two of the hardest questions we've ever asked, I think, on the show.
Okay.
For everybody, okay? Mount Rushmore, who is your four top favorite artists to listen to? You got four of them. We're going to do like a Mount Rushmore of music.
For any kind of music?
Any kind of music. Any kind. It doesn't have to be centered around one. It can be any. It's your personal four.
My top four musicians to listen to.
Yeah.
Well, that's really hard because.
I know. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because ever since I got into music myself, I don't listen to much music anymore because I'm so writing so much.
Yeah.
And I'm always making my own music that is hard for me to listen to other people's music. The only time I listen to a lot of music now is when, like, if I'm out in my car, I put on like Air One, like Christian radio stations, or I listen to regular music, but I love Pat Benatar. I mean, oh, I grew up. And a lot of people tell me I sound like Karen Carpenter, and she's another one.
Oh, yeah.
I sing a lot of Karen Carpenter songs around Christmas. My Christmas special's coming up, and I'll be doing her music.
Yeah.
I like her also. Four?
Four, yeah.
Are you talking about listen to my whole life or just now?
Anything. It can be, this is your personal thing, yeah. It can be your whole life up until now. It can be two artists from now, two artists from back then, you know.
Well, Jeremy Camp could be one of them because I listen to his music a lot. And I play his music and I sing his music. So I'm always listening to him.
Yeah. Might as well, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like him. And like I said, Pat Benatar, definitely when I start getting into 80s and stuff, I listen to them. Yeah. I listen to her, I mean. Yeah. There's so many different artists that I like.
And I know that it's like as soon as you hang up with me, you're like, darn it, I should have said him, her, you know, it changes regularly for me every moment of my life. And I'm like, I can't really settle for one or, you know, just four. But yeah, from Jeremy Camp, Pat Benatar.
I love Chris Tomlin also.
Okay, yeah, great.
I like him too. But, you know, there's so many Christian artists that I like. I can't pick four because that's why I got into this from listening to them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I really like them. But as far as any other music, to be honest with you, when I got into Christian music, I stopped listening to mainstream.
Okay, yeah.
Because I just felt like it wasn't doing anything for me, you know, like I mean, I'm not saying that I grew up listening to Bon Jovi and everybody else, you know, all of them. But I just felt like when I started writing and getting into Christian music, I felt like mainstream music, I couldn't listen to anymore for some reason. Not that I don't like it and not that I didn't like it, but I would choose to listen to Christian music. It's better for my mind.
Yes.
You know, to listen to.
Yeah. To go off that, they say that pop music is the worst for your mind, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so much about, I believe it's more about worshiping the devil than anything else, you know? Because here, like, subliminal messages within.
Yes, yes.
So that's why, yeah. So, because I think a teacher taught me that one time, and I agree with that. And somebody's calling me. Hold on. Okay, there we go. I'm sorry. Yeah, but yeah, so I prefer Christian music and country over anything else in my life, you know. Well, I can go away as far as I know, you know, for me. Yeah. But
that's good.
Yeah. So one more question for you and then we'll let you go. The hardest question than that question for some people. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
All right. So can you tell me an artist, album, or song title that you can listen to, but you can't tell me or anybody else how it makes you feel deep inside your soul?
Okay. An artist, album, or song title?
Yes.
That what?
What did you say? That you can listen to, But yeah. You can't tell me or anybody else how it makes you feel deep inside your soul.
I can't tell you how it makes me feel?
You can't explain it.
Can't explain it? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you like cannot explain how that song makes you feel deep inside you. Or, because not everybody, you know, has one. You know, it's just like, you know. Because I met some artists that doesn't have a song, and that's fine. You know, a lot of artists have a song, you know.
That I guess a song that does something to you.
That's really deep. That means so much for you. You can't really explain it with words.
And it means something in any way. It could be any way that it means something.
Yeah. Anyways, yes. Yeah.
My wedding song is Unchained Melody.
Perfect.
And that song means a lot to me because I played that during my wedding. And every time I always think about my wedding and my husband when I hear that song.
Yeah. But that's such a good song too.
I know it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my love. I know that's such an old song.
I love that song. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we do honestly thank you for coming on the show today. And before you go, I want to tell everybody where they can find you. You can find her on lisamurrynicole.com. All of her stuff is there. You can buy some of her merchandise, music, and her new song is called
Only Jesus.
Only Jesus, and it came out this year, correct?
A couple months ago.
Yeah, so be sure you go to Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you get music from, download her song. And also go to her podcast, and then we're going to like and review her podcast.
And that's on my YouTube channel. You follow my YouTube channel also. Yes,
YouTube channel.
Call.
Yes. And once again, her podcast is called Walking for God with Lisa Marie Nicole. Great guests by a great host, you know. Better host than me. I can guarantee that. Yeah, so.
No, you're the best.
All right, thank you so much. Yeah, we like I said before, you are welcome back anytime you want to. We love you, and honestly hope some great things are going to still happen for you, you know.
I believe so. I mean, I'm just going to keep going on as much as best as I can, and I'm really excited about putting out my poetry book, so I'll let you know when that comes out. And I was just talking to my publisher. We're going to try to get it released in March.
Okay.
All right.
And can you tell us when your Christmas special is coming out live?
My Christmas, I just scheduled it before I was on with you. It's November, December 21st. It's a Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to be on my music page, Lisa Marie Nicole. Yeah, Lisa Marie Nicole Music. It's a lot of words.
Yeah,
and my YouTube channel at Lisa M Nicole. It'll be streamed live on both of them, and I'm going to do some great Christmas songs. I got a full hour plus of contemporary Karen Carpenter music. I have all the old originals, Silent Night, everything, and I also have a bunch of my originals too that I'll be doing.
Yeah.
Right. That's my Christmas special. I do this every year. It's an annual thing I do online. I'm the internet queen.
There you go. So I'm gonna definitely release this interview way before that date, so everybody can
good.
Go.
Good, thank you, James.
Yes, ma'am. So, all right. With that said, always remember, when words fail, music speaks. Bye, guys.